job.
That's right. Welcome in. Welcome back, folks, to a Notre Dame's having a good week on the recruiting trail, according to most people. Not all, if you go and look through my chat and the call-in show this morning, but most people seem to feel like Notre Dame's having a really good week of recruiting. Could get even a little better. That could happen by the time you see this show, but I don't think so. So the week's still not over in terms of what it could be for Notre Dame. Let's go over this hot streak on this edition of the Always Irish Show. As always, you can find the program on YouTube. Do it. Subscribe if you haven't yet. Appreciate it very much. Give the video a thumbs up. That ups me as well. Notifications on. You know why. That way you're alerted every time a new episode drops. You don't want to miss it. Twitter, search bar, Always Irish Rat, Always Irish Inc. Emails, alwaysirishnd at gmail.com. Audio only. Anywhere you want me, you can locate me. The Cowlin line, 312-988-15. You tell Johnny all you've heard and seen. Fighting Irish Wire every day. Every damn day you get up. Type it in the internet. Notre Dame news comes out. Maybe even stories I wrote. Unbelievable. Also, don't forget, July 9th, Sam Hartman's first public Notre Dame NIL autograph signing at Forever Young Sports Cards in Crown Point. And it's sponsored by yours truly. We're going to have a great day. Please join us. Visit foreveryoungsportscards.com for further details and ticket information. Very happy to be a part of this. Drive some NIL money to our guys. I like feeling like I could help the team. Just call me Rudy. I'm just here to help any way I can, damn it. All right. Let's get into this. Good week for recruiting so far for Notre Dame. And we have rumors that indicate it could still get a little better before the week ends. All right. So right after last week, we did some talking about Notre Dame recruiting. What are the expectations? How are they different for Marcus than Kelly? Is he reaching that? You know, we expected a certain amount of recruiting success out of Freeman because that's one of his biggest attributes, which is never something that could be said of Kelly at Notre Dame. I don't care what happens at LSU. That's different. At Notre Dame, Kelly was not known as being a dog recruiter. Marcus is. So we talked about that. And where we were at, and some people were getting nervous. We're getting too three-star-ish. We're getting too RKG-ish, which is code for we know these guys aren't highly rated, but we're hoping in 2 or 3 years their bodies turn into something we could use type stuff, right? And we were having some of that discussion, and some people were saying, John, you know, it seems like maybe Marcus is thinking he can't land the elite of the elite of the elite. And you look at what happened at the top of the class last year may prove that. And maybe he's settling. You know, we had some of that discussion. And then on the other side, there's another camp. There's that. But the other side of it is people that are saying, and I do see this to a certain extent, Marcus has a different vision how he's trying to do this. Going for length and speed and some of that. And like, and some folks are saying, you got to let this work. And he knows what he's looking for. And a guy might not be highly rated, but Joe Alt wasn't all the time. Morrison wasn't all the time. And look how that turned out. So you can't just write it off because of the star rate, all of that. And we had that debate last week. People are in kind of no man, middle land, not no man's land, but middle land there. A little recruiting anxiety, kind of like it, want to see some more action. So we had those debates and those discussions, and then now Notre Dame lands just recently. Four-star running back Kendren Young, pairing up with Aeneas Williams, I really like in that class. What is he? 14th running back, just over 200 overall player in the class. And then four-star tackle Styles Prescott. And then rumor has it that another talented four-star may pop this week as well. And I expect that to be Tay the athlete Tay Johnson. So as we sit now, Notre Dame's class is ranked third in the 247 composite, and it is just a half point, less than a full point behind Michigan for second overall. And these two, plus the additional one, would all be four stars this week. The two guys I went over, and then if Tay joins. And my question for you is, does this week move the needle for you with Notre Dame recruiting? That's really my big point. Does it move the needle for you? I don't see people complaining, oh, it's another three star. You know, we're dipping into Kelly land. But I also, people are saying, John, you want to move the needle? Well, then get Justin Scott. John, you want to move the needle? Get rushing. You want to move the needle? Get Kingston. Now we're moving the needle. So I do see some people saying, all right, I'm not complaining that we're dipping into the three-star barrel too much. But John, you need five-star dudes, you know, on the defensive side to get the needle moved and to really feel excited. And I get to an extent, I get it. Because if you look at right now, your highest two guys are CJ Carr and Williams. So they're guys on the offensive side of the ball. God knows we need that at both of those positions, a dude at wide receiver and a dude at quarterback. I love that. But especially, here's where I think people are going, especially in a dynamic where you had some elite of the elite defensive guys in your class last year, did not end up with them. Keon Keeley, Bowen. Words can't express how much we needed those guys. They'd both be playing right away this year and make me feel completely better about the defense. Like, perpetual positions of need for Notre Dame. Like, defensive lineman get after the quarterback, and then a guy on the back end that could start right away as a freshman to be really good. So I think that has people wanting to see the elite cherry on top in this class to feel good about it. So that's Justin Scott, keeping him in the Chicago area, not losing him to NIL or out of state for any other reason. I say out of state as if Chicago's Indiana, but you know what I mean. In that area, in that pipeline, my old Chicago Catholic League that I grew up in, right? So you got that, and then rushing too. Rushing as well. That's the other big one. So if you, I want to know where you guys are at. Are you feeling better about the class? Do you have the same anxieties you had a few weeks ago? Do you think this is about to really take off and we're going to pop? I don't know, but that's what I'm asking. So I say, does this move the needle for you, what we've done this week? And I love being third in those rankings, just a hair behind Michigan, less than a point. But the issue is, the overall issue is, didn't you learn your lesson, Notre Dame fans? You don't get any credit for where you're ranked in the summer. Nobody cares. It doesn't mean a damn thing. And I'm guilty of falling into that trap last year. All summer, I'm walking around feeling better about myself because Notre Dame's number one in their recruiting rankings all summer. Right up till it mattered. Right up till it mattered. And when it mattered, we dropped like a rock on signing day, nowhere to be found in the first page. And it was just hurtful. I don't know what to say, but the frustration and the anger I had for so long, feeling like we were in such a good spot all the way till it mattered. And when it mattered, we were nowhere to be found on the first page of best recruiting classes. And that happened for a lot of different reasons, a lot of different circumstances. I don't know if I could even blame Marcus for any of those reasons and circumstances. In fact, I'm guessing I can't. I think he did everything he could with all those guys. And if they have other interests or other people pulling the strings behind them, you're going to be in for a tough road. And I think we saw that. Okay, but two things here for the negative Nancys that I'm going to agree with. Number one is you do not get credit for summer recruiting rank. And we all learned that. Here's the other one. Right now, Notre Dame has two players in the top 100 committed in this 24 class. Two. And they're the top two guys, the quarterback, the wide receiver. Is it wrong of me to say I would hope Notre Dame could get more than two out of the top 100 guys that want to play at a historic place like Notre Dame? Maybe even just give me four. Two top 100 guys on offense, two on defense even would be pretty solid. But I want a little more than two out of 100 that want to play at Notre Dame. Maybe we'll get there. I don't know. And so the only news I've been saying this to, from now till camp, this dog dead days of summer months, the only news I want is guys committing to Notre Dame, committing to take visits at Notre Dame, saying they're interested in Notre Dame, camping in Notre Dame. That's all I want. That's all I want. Any other news in the summer is going to be bad news. I don't want it. I'm not interested. That's the only news I want the rest of the summer till we're gearing up for camp. It's just commit, 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 interested, visits, whatever. That's all I want. Any other news tends to be bad news in the summer. And so this is kind of an interesting time. And people, I'm seeing wild variations regarding how people feel about how Freeman's recruited overall already. Everything from he was supposed to come in and get top, you know, five-star guys right away. That's what he was billed as. We're not getting that. What's going on here? To the other end of people saying, I could see this guy's vision. I could see what he's building. I could see what he's going for. And even if a guy's not a five-star, but he has the athletic frame and the speed and the length that this staff and Marcus wants, they're going to do it and develop him. And there's people that see that vision and could see that path. So I don't know where you really fall on that. But I think we'll feel a lot better if you could land a handful of Beasley, Tennessee commit, Notre Dame's flirting with, returning to campus in the fall, I think. If you get Tay, which is talked about being any day, any moment now, get you a Gerby Lambert. But where you got to finish is, can you give me two out of the three Kingston rushing, Scott? Can we do that? Can we get that? Give me two out of those three somehow on that edge, that side of the ball. On that side of the ball, give me some of those guys. You're going to need that. You're going to need that to get this all where you want it to go. But for this week in June, when there ain't much happening in the college football world, if Notre Dame could get two or three four-star guys in 1 week, it's hard for me to look at that and not say that's a good week. So I know for some people it's not enough unless it's all five stars. That's just not realistic for Notre Dame. It ain't. For a lot of reasons. It's just not. So it's a good week. It's better than guys decommitting or nobody's doing nothing in recruiting with Notre Dame. I mean, geez, I'm not going to complain about a four-star guy. Okay? I'm not. All right? And so I want to know where you guys are at with this. Is your needle moving, or are these four-star guys and you're going, that ain't moving the needle. I need rushing and Scott to get this to where I'm perked up and paying attention here. I want to know what you guys think of where this operation's at. Let me know who you think's coming, who you think isn't coming, why, and what you think of this recruiting operation this year, what we got going on. Let me know. Talk to you soon.